In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The Diocese of Los Angeles and the Coptic Orthodox Christian Center presents The Power of Service, a lecture given by His Holiness Pope Shenouda III at the opening celebration of the Coptic Orthodox Christian Center on May 4th, 2001. We kindly request that no church reproduction of this CD be made without the express written consent of the Diocese of Los Angeles and or the Coptic Orthodox Christian Center. Additional copies of this CD or others may be requested by contacting us at 714-771-4777 or www.thecocc.org. To the prayers, support, and guidance of our beloved fathers, His Holiness Pope Shenouda III and His Grace Bishop Serapion, may this lecture provide you with every spiritual blessing and benefit for the glory of His name.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I want to speak to you about power in the service of God. How to have power. How to have strength. St. John the Apostle wrote in his first epistles, Chapter 2, verse 14, I write to you, youth, because you are strong, and the word of God is abiding in you, and you have overcome the evil one. We should be strong persons, especially youth. Why? First, because you are the image of God, and God is strong. Not only strong or mighty, but almighty. And we always remember this quality of the divinity. In the Holy Week, we said, Thok Teti Gom, thine is the power, thine is the strength. And the ending of the Lord's Prayer, which our Lord taught in the Sermon on the Mount, at the end we say, thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory. And even in the hymns of the Holy Week, we say, Ta gom nempa ismo pe ipsois. My strength and praise is the Lord. The Lord is strong, and He wants His people to be strong. Not to be strong as Samson, to have Samsonite bodies, but to be strong in your personality, to be strong in facing diabolic wars, to be strong in preaching, in teaching, in logic, in your service in Sunday schools or youth. I said that our Lord God is strong. And also when we speak about the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, we know that He was very strong. Strong in His miracles, and strong in His speech, in His sermon. It was when Jesus had ended these sayings that the people were astonished. at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. He was teaching as one having authority. He was strong in his speech. And when we read about his pastoral care or his mission in Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. He was very strong, a strong personality. His dialogue with the Pharisees and with the Sadducees and with the scribes, he was very strong. He could convince them. Sometimes they didn't dare to say a word. Our Lord Jesus Christ was strong in his impression. Even he was strong in his resurrection. The apostles began to preach about the power, the strength even of his death, the strength and power of his second advent. He will come in the glory of his Father and in his glory. All the angels around him and the spirits of the saints coming with him. Our Lord Jesus Christ was strong. And the person who prepared the way before our Lord, Saint John the Baptist, was also very strong. The annunciation about his coming, about his birth, it was said, and he will be great, he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor a strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and so on. He came with the power of Elijah, and he could turn the people to God. One person, as John the Baptist, he was very strong in his service, that he could guide multitudes of people to the baptism of repentance. And it was written about him in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 3, verse 6. John the Baptist. Then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region around the Jordan went out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. Multitudes of people came. Do you know how long did John the Baptist preach? Perhaps 6 months before the birth, before the mission of our Lord Jesus Christ, the difference of age. There had he completed a single year, and he could prepare the way in front of the Lord as an angel, convincing people to come to the baptism of repentance. And he was also very strong in blaming Herod the king, saying to him, "It is not lawful to take the wife of your brother." It was very strong. We want such strong persons to serve in the church. Also the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ were very strong. They began to preach the resurrection and to give witness to the resurrection of our Lord in a very strong way. Multitudes of people became Christians. One sermon of St. Peter could convert 3,000 who were baptized on the same day. A sermon to convert 3,000 and become Christians and be baptized. Their service, their mission, their preaching, all of these were very strong. And the apostles could guide multitudes of people, not only people, but among priests also, Jewish priests, to be Christians. In less than 30 years, Christianity spread in Judea, in Samaria, in Jerusalem first, in Antioch, in Syria, in Asia Minor, in Egypt, in Libya. Only 30 years. They were very strong in their mission. Not only the apostles, but even the first deacon, Saint Stephen. What was said about him in the book of Acts, chapter 6? He was filled with the Holy Spirit and was filled by faith also. And he could have dialogue with the three synagogues, and they couldn't resist the power of his speech. It is written about him, "And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Then there arose some from what is called the synagogue of freedmen." It's three synagogues. "And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke." The three synagogues could not resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. We want a single person as the difference, or a single person as St. Paul. Not so many teachers in the church, perhaps tens or hundreds. One as St. Paul or one as St. Stephen may give power to the church and have powerful teaching. When many of the Jews were driven out of Jerusalem, what happened? It is written in the Bible, "Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word." They were scattered outside Jerusalem, but they were very strong. they went preaching the word everywhere. The church was very powerful, and the church spread everywhere. Saint Mark, for example, when Saint Mark came to Egypt, he had no church, no financial support, no believers, no members of the congregation, and he began in some years to convert all the Egyptians to be Christians. This is the power of the mission. When St. Mark came to Egypt, there were many pharaonic gods under the leadership of Ra or Amun. There were many Greek gods since the time of Alexander the Great, 3 centuries before Christ. There were many Roman gods since the rule of the Roman Empire, which began 31 years before Christ. Many gods under Jupiter, the great god. There were also 2 districts in Alexandria where the Jews settled. There were many religions from the East, and St. Mark came to Egypt without any facility, and in spite of this, he could convert all of them to be Christians. This is the power service. We call you to be powerful in your service, to be successful in your service. Also, Saint Athanasius the Great, Saint Athanasius the Apostolic, the 20th Pope of the Coptic Church. He was so powerful that while he was a youth, perhaps in your age, he published 2 great books. One of them, the Incarnation of the Logos, or the Incarnation of the Word. And the other is a book against the heathens. He was very strong while he was only a youth. When he became a deacon and accompanied his Pope Alexander to the first ecumenical council, the Nicene Ecumenical Council, in which 318 of the church leaders, patriarchs, metropolitans, bishops, Athanasius was the champion of faith. He defended the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Saint Jerome said, a time came when all the world was about to be Arians, except that Athanasius was alive at that time. He could guide the whole Christian world. He was very strong in his teaching. They exiled him 4 times to the West. Being in exile in the West, he began to preach in the West, to preach them the true faith that the Emperor of the West asked the Emperor of the East to let Athanasius return to his throne in the church. He became the teacher of orthodoxy during that century. A man like Athanasius was very strong in his work. Perhaps some people may think that humility or meekness means a person may be weak. No. Our Lord Jesus Christ was humble and meek, yet he was very strong. In our modern times, we had an archdeacon named Habib Girgis. He was the head of the Coptic seminary and also the founder of Sunday schools in the beginning of the 20th century. He was very active, very, very energetic, teaching in the seminary and in sermons in many churches, and going from town to town, from village to village, from city to city, delivering sermons to the people. He published many books about Christian teaching to be taught in the schools of the government. Even he wrote many hymns to express the Orthodox faith in such hymns. Very, very powerful man, although he was only an archdeacon, not a priest, not a bishop, as some of one wanted to be. Who may be humble enough to reach the level of Habib Girgis, the head of the seminary and the founder of Sunday schools? We want people to be powerful. There are some people who write the history of the church, but there are other people who create the history, who make the history, and they are the champions of their generations. A powerful message, a powerful service may have so many results. We may have an energetic servant in the church. He may change the whole spirit of the church. He may change the present and the future of the church. Only one person. Teaching, pastoring, shepherding, full of faith, full of power, full of knowledge, full of logic. This is the type of the powerful Christian servant in the church. The power of the Spirit, the productive power, the creative power, the impressive power, the energetic power, the power of the Word, the power of pastoral care. After this, I wish for you to have the Holy Spirit abiding in you to give you this power. As our Lord said to his disciples after the resurrection in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, but you shall receive power. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the end of the earth. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. As St. John the Baptist, from the womb of his mother, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. May God give you his Holy Spirit and his power. Thanks you for paying attention.
أمين الليلويا سبحانك فيك أيك أيك الماجيك لك أيك
May the love of God the Father, the grace of His only begotten Son, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Depart in peace. May the peace of God be with you.